This is Dr. Rollington Ferguson dictating cardiovascular clearance on patient Flores, F-L-O-R-E-S, first name Alfonso, A-L-F-O-N-S-O. The date of birth, August 22, 1960. Date of evaluation, June 3, 2022. The chief complaint, 61-year-old male seen preoperatively as he is scheduled for right shoulder surgery. The HPI, the patient is a 61-year-old male who reports an industrial injury to the right shoulder, semicolon, which occurred in approximately June of 2020, period. At that time, comma, he had a slip and fall while pushing a container, period. He sustained injuries to the right wrist and shoulder, period. He initially underwent surgery January 6th of 2020, period. Following his surgery, he had physical therapy, period. However, he continued with pain, period. He was advised to return to work, period. He then sought a second opinion, semicolon, at which time MRI was ordered. This revealed a torn biceps and rotator cuff tear, period. Patient had continued with pain, which typically is 4/10 subjectively, period. It is worse with activity, period. He stated that the pain is sharp and lingers, period. It is non-radiating, period. The patient was felt to require surgery. He is now seen preoperatively, period. He denies any symptoms of chest pain, comma, orthopnea, or PND, period. His past medical history, 1, diabetes, next number hypertension, next number hypercholesterolemia, past surgical history, right shoulder surgery. The next number, he has had a mole removed from the left nasion, period. Medications, Losartan, 100 milligrams one daily, atorvastatin, 20 milligrams one daily, metformin, 1,000 milligrams one daily, insulin, 20 units QPM, Ozempic, 0.5 units Q-weekly. Allergies, no known drug allergies, social history. He reports rare marijuana use, but no cigarettes. He notes occasional alcohol use. Review of systems, constitutional. He reports weight gain of 5 pounds, period. Review of systems, otherwise unremarkable. Except patient does note numbness involving the right ulnar distribution, period. The physical examination, vital signs, blood pressure 170/79, pulse 71, respiratory rate of 20, height 67.5 inches, weight 173.2 pounds. In general, patient is alert, oriented, and in no acute distress, period. The neural correction, the HEENT exam, the right neck region demonstrates a right carotid bury, period. Musculoskeletal, the right shoulder demonstrates decreased range of motion, period. There is tenderness present, period. Range of motion limited to approximately 105 degrees, period. The data review, EKG demonstrates sinus rhythm of 69 beats per minute. there's leftward axis at a QRS of minus 11 degrees, period. Intervals are normal, period. ECG is otherwise unremarkable, period. The lab work, the white blood cell count is, white blood cell count is 4.4. The hemoglobin is 13. Platelets 235. Hemoglobin A1C is pending. However, average glucose is 183, period. The sodium 136, potassium 3.8, chloride 102, bicarb 29, BUN 17, creatinine 0.98, calcium 9.2, the A1C is 8.0, period. The impression, this is a 61-year-old male who is seen preoperatively, period. He was found to have uncontrolled blood sugar, period. His blood pressure is further noted to be mildly elevated. He is noted to have a right carotid bruit on examination, period. Overall, his perioperative risk is moderately increased given his uncontrolled blood pressure and blood sugar, period. In addition, he may have some degree of peripheral vascular disease, period. I have started him on amlodipine 5 milligrams daily to further adjust his blood pressure, period. He will require follow-up with his primary care for both blood pressure and diabetes control, period. He further should have a carotid duplex to evaluate his right carotid bruit, period. Despite all the above, the patient is clear to proceed with his surgery, period. However, he requires intensive follow-up in the post-operative period. Dr. Rawlington Ferguson, ending dictation on Alfonso Flores.